My scripture reading is 1 Corinthians 13, and we're going to be reading the entire chapter. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these inspired words. And Heavenly Father, we know that you are love. And you bring loves to us through your word, through the Holy Spirit. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you guide the remainder of this service. Bless all things that are done for your glory. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And I'd like to read that the text today is in the verse number 13. So let's look at it. But now faith, hope, love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. And my message to you today is entitled, Love is Greater. Remember in the place in the Bible where it says that there is a time and a place for all things. And I would like for us to look at that right now. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 3 and look at the first verse. And then we're going to the eighth verse. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. There is an appointed time for everything. And there is a time for every event under heaven. And then let's go down to the eighth verse. A time to love and a time to hate. And so we see in the Word of God that there very definitely is a time for love. And I would say that there is never a time for love to not be. It should be ever present with us. And I'm reminded of the verse that says, one of many, but this particular one says that God is love. And don't you think that God, if God is love, He brings a greater degree to His children, to His family? And when He sends us and gives us that gift that He so freely gives of salvation, but primarily of His Holy Spirit, we all should know that when we have that gift of Holy Spirit, that an unusual degree of God's love comes with that gift of His Spirit. And when we try to think of love and its importance, you think of the other gifts that God has for us, the gifts of His Holy Spirit. And you think of love and what relationship it has to, and the importance of love in respect to other gifts that God has for us. And in verse 13, it explains and lets us know that love is greater than faith or hope. And we know how important those are. And all of these gifts that we're speaking of, a lot of them are right there at the top of the list of the most fantastic and important gifts of God. Right at the top of the list. And of course, at the very top of the list is love. Love is greater than faith. Love is greater than hope. A subject that is one of the greatest in all the Bible is that speaks of the importance of love and of the other gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's a subject that affects all people, has life-changing power within these gifts. The power to change your attitude, your marriage, your church, and your future. That's how important love is. And these other gifts. But it has the power to change all of this and to make you a totally different individual. God's love is always for us. In 1 John 4 and 10, let's see what that says. 1 John 4 and 10. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And we discussed this morning in our Torah study how that Yeshua, as part of God's plan, Yeshua paid the price for us. He paid the death penalty for our sins. He shed His blood. And in essence, He paid and underwent the punishment for our sins. Not only shedding His blood, but enduring the punishment. And He did it so that we would not have to do it. That we could call on Him. That we could ask forgiveness of our sins, that we could admit our failings and our shortcomings when we go to God in prayer and plead the blood of Yeshua for God's forgiveness. And He promises in that regard and in that light that He will. The greatest news is that God loves us, the Creator of all of the universe, the earth, the heavens, all that we see and know, and all that is in them. He reveals that He loves us through all of His creation. The Bible is God's love letter to us all. And God loved us while we were yet sinners, as we read in Romans 5 and 8. God loved us when we didn't love Him. In verse 10, God sent Yeshua, His only begotten Son, to the cross, as we read in John 3:16. For God, Yahweh, so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to shed His blood and pay the punishment for our sin. And in Romans 8, 38 and 39, I think this is one of my favorites in all of God's Word. It assures us that we won't ever come to a point in our life and in our service to Him that we will ever be separated from His love. Let's look at Romans 8, 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If we have Yeshua in our hearts and lives, and we have the love of God within us through knowledge of His Word, and through belief in Yeshua and Him paying the blood sacrifice for us, then we are completely assured we will never be separated from God and from His love. God's love is in our hearts. In Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And God's love then should flow through us to reach others. Jesus loved those who were difficult to love. And at times when He sat down to eat, even with sinners, He was criticized harshly for that. How do we recognize the love of Christ in us? When we look at those characteristics that we read about in our scripture reading, 1 Corinthians 13, and particularly in verses 4 through 8. Love is patient and kind. And when we direct that to ourselves and we ask ourselves, are we patient? What degree of patience do we have? On a scale of 1 to 10, where would we fit? We might need improvement. How kind are we to others in all situations? Same scale, 1 to 10. How would we judge ourselves as to how kind we are at all times and in all circumstances? And we know we most likely could be better. Love is neither touchy or angry. Love is never selfish. Love is quick to forgive. And it doesn't hold grudges. Boy, that is something to think about right there. Love is quick to forgive and doesn't hold grudges. Love looks for the best in others. Love looks for. And when you think about that, God wants us to love to the extent that when we are around others, we examine what's going on, and instead of looking for the worst in others, we look for the best of the characteristics in others. God's love in the harvest. We are to love lost people. And Jesus calls us to go into a lost world with His love. In the words that we read in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Let the love of God flow through you to reach others, so that they may have that chance to become one of God's family members, to accept the ways of God and to start their life anew, a life of righteous living. You shall be my witnesses in all the earth, in Acts 1 and 8. All going and all witnessing is ineffective without love. All you're going, all of your talking and witnesses is all for naught if it's not done with love. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13:1 again. 1 Corinthians 13:1. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Preaching without love is just noise. Witnessing without love is worthless. And giving without love is a bad investment. What's your definition of love? It was for many years that, I didn't really think that much about it. And I guess I thought about it more superficially or didn't at all. But through time and through examination and analysis of different materials that I have read through the years, I came to love the definition that to me is best of all. And it said that love is an outgoing concern for others. Love is active action. It's not passive. It's getting up and doing something. And so love is an outreach of yours to others. It's outgoing. It's outflowing. And that outflowing concern for others and for what concerns them, that is love. Reaching out in love brings results. People who reaches others through love brings more results. It brings more results than logic. Love reaches more people than tact. Reaches more people than training. Love reaches more people than good arguments. We must love people just as they come to us. Just as they are. Because that's how Yeshua did. And we are to follow Yeshua's example. And God accepts us when His Holy Spirit tugs at our heart. And we realize there's something missing in our heart and life that we have to have. It's all important. And it's a void that will never be filled unless we have what fills that void. And that void is God. And it's the love that He has for us and that is brought to us. And the sacrifices of His only begotten Son. We know that He has love for us. So we must love people as they are. His love can make them what they ought to be. Remember that Yeshua sat down at dinner, sat down with His food and some of His followers, but there was also some sinners there. He sat down with them. And how about the conversation that He had with the Samaritan woman and told her things about her life that she would have thought no one else would ever know. But Yeshua knew. And He had concern and love for this person, even though they obviously were not at the point that they should be in their relationship to God. But Yeshua sat in conversation with them just as they came to him. In conclusion, what do? When we don't feel love, well, one thing's for sure, we should always know of Yahweh's concern and love for us because we know that His only begotten Son, Yeshua, died on the cross, shed His blood for us, and accepted the punishment for each one of our sins and shortcomings. This plan of God, this act on the cross, proves God's love for us. God's love is seen in His eternal plan for His family. He wants us to be with Him forever and ever. And this flesh and blood human life is not all there is. There is more as we are in God's family, or as we are one of His precious children. He cares for us. He's concerned about anything that concerns us. And He wants us to think of Him first before all things and seek His will and accept His ways, accept His commandments, and let Him lead and guide our heart and life and our decisions. I'd like to close with a thought of, how would you say that the gift of love is rated or positioned in consideration of the gifts of prophecy, bringing God's Word, interpreting God's Word, both in the now and in the future, and in consideration of the past? How would you think that those gifts of prophecy and of tongues, how would they rank in relation to the other gifts, and particularly the gift of love? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14, 1 through 5. Pursue love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. Okay, and then let's look at chapter 13 and verse 1 and 2. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. But if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Love is greater than all other gifts. If you would you stand with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this message that You brought to us, that You've inspired for us to discuss and to read the elements thereof. And Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for love and for Your concern for us. And Heavenly Father, we know that it's Your love that brings us to You and that inspires within us the want to become a child of yours. And Heavenly Father, bless each one hearing this message today. Let it affect the changes within their heart and lives, Lord, that you would have. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bring many into your family through your word. And Heavenly Father, in all these things, through Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And we want to say our blessing for our food, so I'm going to ask. Oh, well, yeah, let's read our blessing first before we do that. Thank you, Tom. Let's read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Wonderful words. Now, I believe.